Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a blessed people we are. Truly, truly, truly blessed people indeed. Did you not hear in the text in Deuteronomy that Tom read tonight? It says, "You shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." That's tomorrow, isn't it? You shall eat and be full. Thanksgiving, right? But more than that, we hear in the text and we know how ought we to be thankful for what a blessed land we have. Just think, how many people does our good land sustain each and every day? Millions of people, right? What is it, 230 million people, something like that? More than that? Closer to three now. Almost 6 billion on the whole planet, but ours, about almost 300 million. Praise be to God. Think of how many years it sustained that many people. We've got a great earth. We've got great freedoms. We've got great technology. And the technology that's been invented here has blessed the whole earth. What wonderful things our land, our good land, has given us. Food. If you go to Kroger, you can buy food from Italy. You can buy food from Cambodia. For many of you, you could have a different night and different culture each day of the week if you wanted. What great food that we have to eat from and select from. How blessed we are. What great military we have, too, to keep us safe. What great police officers to protect us. What many, many, many blessings that we really ought to be thankful for each and every day. We should give thanks for the land. We have a good land. The Lord has blessed this land. It is a truly good land. He blesses other lands, too. Well, here we are in this land. This is where God has put us. We should give thanks for this land that God has given and how he sustains people each and every day. What a blessing that is to live here where we live. Also, when we live. We live in 2018. What a blessed time to live. You think about that? How great this time it is to live versus other times in the world. I mean, this is a really blessed time. I was looking at some stats. Americans are living longer. In 1950, 8% of the population were age 65 and older. In 2000, 12% of the population was 65 and older. And the projection in 2050 is going to be 20% of the population is going to be 65 and older. Praise be to God, we're living longer. This is a great time to live. In 1900, most babies, it says, did not live past age 50. What a blessing it is to live now with the health care that we have now. What great blessings we have, great things that we've learned about our bodies. And this time now, it's a great time to live, isn't it? Great, great blessings. What a great blessed time it is to be alive. 1 in 10 girls born now will live past 100. 1 in 20 boys born now will live past 100. Sorry, guys, we got some work to go, right? But God blesses us in this time. What a wonderful time it is to live. We should give God thanks for the time that we live in. In many ways, it's a blessing to be alive now versus in days past, right? What a blessed thing. And finally, we also give thanks not just for where we live and when we live, but why we live. Why do we live? What is our reason for living?
Bring glory to God.
To be a blessing to the earth, to bless God, and to be a blessing to others, we might say, right? We bless the land that the God has given us, but we also learn in Scripture to bless God. That's the reason why he created us, to give him thanks for all that he has given, all that he has created for us, all that we eat and enjoy together and have times together in his house and at home with family and our communities. We give God thanks. We're to be a blessing to him. And, of course, from our abundance to share with others, to be a blessing to others. Who said it? I don't know. Somebody said, we are blessed to be a blessing, right? Good way to think about life. We are blessed to be a blessing. And so it is. That's what Thanksgiving's all about. Lest we go to tomorrow and just go right to the eating and go right to shopping on Friday and praise the God of food, the gluttony God, and go to Friday and praise the shopping God and forget about giving God thanks. The true God who is over all things has given us all things. We ought to give him our thanks and praise and serve and obey him. And also we give God thanks for healing. What great technology we have for healing, right? I was talking to Bob Goodrich this morning. Remember, he's got that special device that teaches him or tells him how his blood sugar is doing. What a great piece of technology. Today I witnessed my dad's heart stop and start again with great technology, a cardioversion he had to do this morning. 50 years ago did they do that? 100 years ago, were they able to do that, to get his heart back in rhythm again? What great technology. I give him thanks for what he did for my dad this morning. What great healing. And really, in the gospel today, we also heard about healing, didn't we? And Luke, the gospel we heard, what a great thing. We heard about 10 lepers, all who were leprous, sick. That 10, we'll think about that in just a second, why it was 10. But there are 10 lepers. That's a skin disease, and they had to live outside of the community. They couldn't live with everybody else because it's very contagious, and you could, you know, everybody could get it, so they had to live apart. And before they can come back into community, they had to go and show themselves to the priest, and the priest would look them over, and if they're okay, they can come back into community again. So they're all out far away, standing afar off, and they see Jesus passing by between Samaria and Galilee, and they yell out, "Lord, Master, have mercy on us." They want healing. And Jesus, you know, knowing only that one will come back and give him thanks, only heals just one of them, right? No, he doesn't. How many of those 10 lepers does he heal? All 10 of them, doesn't he? Now, he who is knowledgeable of all things, he has knowledge, he knows all things. He also wants everybody to come to the knowledge of the truth. But he knows how many are going to come back and give him thanks. But he heals all 10 of them, all 10. And the only one to come back and give him thanks is someone who didn't even know the God of Israel, a Samaritan. He may have heard about it a little bit, but he's never didn't grow up with the scriptures, wasn't taught Yahweh the way the Israelites were. And he's the one that comes back and gives thanks to Jesus, all right, for the healing that he received. And that which all people who had the scriptures should know, that that's exactly what God gives in Christ Jesus. And in fact, these 10 lepers, I would suggest, aren't just supposed to be 10 happen to be 10, just like 10 commandments, is that the 10 is a number of completion in the Bible. And that was a representation of the whole world. All 10 people, if you will, of the whole world, all 6 billion people we have today, 7 billion in 2050, it says, another billion we're going to be added to this planet in 30 plus years. That is represented by these 10 lepers, and we're all sick. We, each and every one of us, have a disease. It's not necessarily a skin disease of leprosy, but it's a virus, it's an infection, it's corruption, it's sin. We're all infected by it. It happened ever since Adam and Eve in the garden. We're all infected with the disease of sin. And it manifests itself in various ways. But we're all sick, and we all need healing from Jesus. And does Jesus heal all people? Well, he does, not necessarily temporarily. He did for those 10 lepers, temporarily healed them. I mean, they went on and died, you know, one day. You know, they weren't eternally healed. But yet Jesus had not yet died and rose, did he? And the purpose of him coming to die and rise is what? Is to offer forgiveness for sins, that disease that infects each and every one of us. To offer his life for our diseased bodies that will die. So that we have a down payment on eternal life. We have eternal healing. And that happens for all 10 of those lepers, and it happens for the whole world. It's objectively done for the whole planet. Every person who's ever lived has access to Jesus. His mercy, his love. It's for the whole world. He's a universal Savior. He's for each and every one of us. Praise be to God for all the people of the planet. That's our Jesus. He's had mercy on all, but not all will recognize it or come back and give him thanks. Maybe 1/10 of the planet, maybe. Who knows? I don't know what the exact number is. We'll give God thanks for the healing that is in Jesus. But let us tonight live a thankful life, not just for the good things that he's given us where we live, and when we live, and why we live. But above all, let us always give thanks for the healing that Jesus has provided us by his cross and his open tomb. He's shown us, he's given us a foretaste of the feast to come. His risen body is our risen body in heaven. We have eternal healing, eternal praise to offer our God, eternal thanks for that healing that will endure us, keep us alive forever. If that's not a good reason to give God thanks, I don't know what is. May we also, like that Samaritan, we haven't grown up in Israel. We're far, far off. We're distant from God because of sin, but also because we didn't grow up in the Holy Land. And may we, who Gentiles, all of us here, also return our thanks and praise to Jesus and pray to him as we have tonight. Lord, have mercy, and glory be to your holy, precious, saving, healing name. Thanks be to God. In Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.